Okay, welcome back to another edition of the Holland Care Talk Show, and we'd like to apologize for the, you know, absence of 2 weeks. This is, so tonight we decided to come in, and as usual, you have Kevin. Kevin, say hi.
Hi, everyone.
And another additional guest, we have Elman.
Hi. Hello.
All right, that's Elman there.
Yeah.
Okay. So tonight we're going to talk about farting. Okay. Yeah, it's farting, you know, the gas type of farting, so don't get anything wrong. So yeah, so Kevin, do you have any idea where does the fart gas come from?
The fart gas come from the digestions of it's actually produced by the bacteria that is digesting our food, our feces. It produces the gas in the body.
Okay. So why does it stink actually, you know?
Okay, it stinks because it has this sulfur.
hydrogen sulfide. You mean our body produces sulfur, is it?
No, it's not our body that produces sulfur. When we eat food, the bacteria that is in our gut will digest it. So when they digest it, it will produce gas. So in this gas, it contain sulfur compounds such as they call it methanethiol hydrogen sulfide. You know, something hydrogen sulfide is the smell of a rotten egg, and the methyl sulfide. So these are all the components or the compounds that will cause our fart to smell. Yeah, the sulfur.
So you mean if we eat eggs all the whole day, that...
No, it's not... No, any food that you eat, if the bacteria is digesting it, it will turn into a gas, and then in this gas, it contains this compound. As long as in the gas, it has that sulfur, then your fart will smell. Unless you say you don't have sulfur compounds in your fart, then you will have the very pleasant fart, which is odorless.
Okay, speaking of which, you know, there's always been this myth, okay? If you fart got sound, right, it doesn't smell as bad if you the silent fart. How true is that?
I think that it's not scientifically explained. You're saying that the less sound it makes, the
smellier it gets.
The smellier it gets, is it?
Yes.
I don't know. It's a myth, like you said. So, well, have you done any research on it? I don't know that. I mean, I think it's smart. All farts smells the same to me. They're all smelly. Doesn't matter where they're loud or where they're... I guess it's because of it's what human, you know, our thinking. It's what's in our head. Because if we hear the fart, we are expecting our body is ready to get, you know, it's ready to smell the bad thing. But if we are not aware of it, because there's no sound and we're not aware of it, then suddenly there's a bad smell come in, and then it makes you feel like it's extra smelly. What do you think,
Elman?
I don't know.
you never experienced, you know, silent fart.
No.
Is silent fart smellier than, you know, sounds fart?
I've been experiencing that for my whole life.
You what? Don't laugh. Don't lie, Elman. You never experienced this your whole life?
No, I'm not lying. I say that I've been experienced that my whole life.
Oh, okay, cool. So okay. What do you think? Is it smellier or is it not smellier?
Depend on what you eat. If you if our body is not resting well enough, and a lot of overwork and eating a lot of all those junk foods, and of course once per day you have to go to have some produce some output. If you don't produce some output, then the rest of the day you surely have some nice gas output with nice smells.
So the sound has nothing to do with how smelly it is, isn't it?
No,
it
no.
doesn't matter if you have a bomb, it still smells. There's no such thing as, oh, your fart smell like rose today. Well, what is that? Is that hot dog, or what is that? Is that barbecue flavored turkey?
I don't really know, but basically, if you have to go to the toilet and out all those toxic from your body. If you don't, then your body, whatever gas you try to output, it will be smelly.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
That's my stand. It doesn't matter what.
If you already output and later on, if you go and fart, then I think that won't smell as much.
Wow. It's weird. It's weird that you guys can tell the level of smelliness.
Well, if you don't smell
it's
it,
not as smelly
it's
as
not
the other time. Wow, it's not. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, another one is they're saying that, you know, if you don't crap out, you know, you don't go to the toilet for like 2 days or 3 days, and you fart, is smellier compared to you crap for 1 day.
True.
I think it's because as long as if you are eating food and the bacteria it's working on in your what do you call it, in your stomach, we will continue to produce gas. So let's say if you haven't evacuated anything, yes, if you haven't evacuated your or your feces, but if you're not eating food, there won't be, because the bacteria will not. I'm not too sure though. Will the bacteria still digest the feces?
I think they will still continue to be inside there, partying.
Yeah.
Okay, any of you ever liked your farts before, no?
You.
Huh?
Liked that?
Yeah, you.
You mean...
Light as in, you know, you strike a match and then you fart and, you know, like when you see on TV.
I don't think so. You don't want to catch fire.
Haven't you did that before? You did?
You mean doing some stunts with farts?
Yeah. Especially with fire. Did you try that before?
Well, I've never tried that. But what I've tried before is trying to produce as less sound as possible.
Why is it too embarrassing?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it, when we fart, it is an embarrassing thing to do, and we try to
put the blame on someone else.
Yeah, we try to put silencer, you know, but
silent mode.
try to make at least sound. Why is it so embarrassing? What do you guys think?
Probably it's the smell.
The smell.
So.
Okay. It's not like, you know, your fart is it's nicer than I than my fart. Why?
I don't know. Maybe the sound of it makes it sound disgusting.
Could be.
Well, just imagine at the middle of meeting, then everyone is serious. Then suddenly there is this sound, music. Someone produces. It's actually anti-mood.
Well, if you need an icebreaker, you know.
Well, that's
if the meeting has gone too tense, you need a fart to break it. If your boss is coming at you, like nonstop, like a machine gun, there's nothing you can say but farting.
Boop. And we'll now return to you as regular program, huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can leave it as you leave the room.
Now that is just evil.
Yeah, that's mean, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do men's fart smell worse than women's fart?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Is there anything right? What do you have in there?
Well, the site I'm looking at is that based on what I experienced on woman fart, all I can say is that I hope not. Scientific studies of fart shows that women farts have a higher concentration of odor-causing gases than men fart.
Okay, is there any explanation on
Where
that?
did you get that?
It's on heptune.com/farts. I'll just post it on the link. And it says that
Yes.
the men fart have larger volumes, that's all. So the women,
Larger volume.
yeah, the women tend to be very put on silencer lah.
Oh, that's why okay. So it's back to the sound again. So the less sound it is, the smellier it is.
I don't know. So yeah, so Kevin, why? Okay, please explain to us, do you know how you know the volume of the fart come out from?
Oh, okay. The volume of the fart the sound that it makes when it comes out, it's because of it depends on the tightness of your sphincter muscle, which is your butt muscle for layman term, or the velocities of the gas being propelled, how fast or how power,
Like exhaust like that, is it?
The energy it carries when it passed your end. Okay, there's other factors as well, such as water. If it's wet, when you do, if your hand is wet, have you ever tried making fart sound with your armpit? And if you wet your armpit, the sound is more disgustingier than the dry one. So yeah, those are the various factors that can cause the sound when you fart. Okay, it says that among humans, flatulence occasionally happens accidentally. So farting occasionally happened accidentally, such as incidentally to coughing. When you cough, you farted, or when you sneeze, you can also fart. And then during orgasm, it says you can also fart, which is weird, which you don't want to happen. Can be voluntarily elicited by tensing the rectum or bearing down on stomach or bowel muscles. What it means that you press on your stomach, like you're farting for what do you call it, on purpose. You're pressing down or bearing down the stomach, so the bowel muscle is compressed. Then you fart, or you're relaxing your anal sphincter. So when you're relaxing, it says expulsion. Expulsion is force. Yeah, you can edit that one later on. Yeah,
Okay.
okay.
All right. Okay, this is an interesting question, huh? They say, is it harmful to hold in farts?
Harmful to hold in farts. What does that say in that
They say
website?
that,
There's
okay.
nothing here.
They say is that, there's certainly people have believed for centuries that retaining flatulence is bad for the health. Okay? Emperor Claudius even passed a law legalizing farting at banquets out of concern for people's health.
Yes, so there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
There's a law for it
Fart
already.
all you want. I think in Australia, right? People here, they are not. If they fart, they fart with sound and everything. And it seems like everybody around them, it's normal. It's like normal. They don't. It's not like Malaysia or you fart like people here. But over here, when they fart, it's like normal. So that's
Okay.
I miss something.
Oh yeah, no. We were just saying, that it's actually dangerous if you hold your fart.
Oh.
It's harmful, okay? So that there's even a law that, you know, Emperor Claudius passed a law that it's legalizing farting at banquets.
What?
Huh?
At banquets.
Banquets, you know, makan time.
Uh-huh.
So it's legal. You can do that actually.
Oh, there is such a law.
Yeah, there is a law. And the doctor said that, you know, if you hold the fart too much, okay, it involved in retaining flatulence can cause hemorrhoids.
Ew.
Okay, what is that? Oh, I don't know what is that, but not something good.
Hemorrhoid is wasir. how to say it? Do you know? Oh, you can Google it later, because if I paint you a picture, it would be disgusting. Might as well you look at it yourself.
All right.
It's not picnic. It's not picnic in the garden. Hemorrhoid.
Well, I don't think it's very easy to hold a fart in. You guys have ever tried that?
Yes.
I've tried it.
Oh.
And it just goes back in.
Yeah.
With the same sound and everything. It's just that it's compressed. Yeah, it's inside. It's not outside.
Oh. Yeah.
It farts sometimes inside the stomach or something like that.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You never do that, is it, Aman? You never, you know, I don't know.
You hold it. Always let it out, Aman. Do you always let it out, Elman? We just want
to... Just let it out.
Yes.
Okay, try holding it for one time, and then, you know, you really, really hold it. Instead
sometimes
of going,
it comes out from your mouth.
I don't want to hold it in. Well, I did try to hold in, but it's not comfortable. So, rather just release it.
It makes you feel bloated, I guess.
I think
the gas
like
isn't supposed to be in you know, stay in the stomach. You have to let it out. That's why, hence the fart.
Some of a cycle process.
Okay, another fact here. They say, you know, cow fart actually contributes to global warming.
Yes.
How so?
Because cow's fart contains methane.
But they come out from the mouth actually, not the you know.
Yeah, it has when they burp, it has methane. When they fart, it also has burping and coming out from mouth. We don't call it farting.
So it's burp lah. You mean cow burps and cow farts actually cause that?
Contain methane. Yeah, methane. Methane, due to the physiological of their digestive systems. So, if cow fart, and humans, sometimes they have methane, sometimes they don't. But cow would always have. So if you know that cow is going to fart, if you, you know, light a match.
Must be all the veggies, the grass they eat.
I guess, yeah.
So the vegetarians will have... I don't know, if you eat a lot of veggies.
This is kind of sensitive, Elman. You don't want to
sorry,
say that
sorry.
Because after they post it out, and then all the vegetarian people will comment, yeah.
You mean this is going to be posted up?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, you never hear my show, is it? Or heard what am I doing?
I think I've been there once.
Yeah, so we pretty much talk about anything lah.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. There's no pain, no negative intention on that. Just that.
Okay.
If we eat a lot of veggies, we'll have more methane.
No, it doesn't say that. I think it's because of the bacteria that they have in their bodies.
Okay.
It's like what I said earlier. The archaea bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So if your body doesn't have that bacteria, it will only so you know your fart will not have methane. Yeah.
Okay, is it possible for a fart to kill you?
I think it will.
I'm speechless on that. No, I don't think so.
You mean one fart? Of course, one fart will not kill you. But if you have like 1,000 people fart in a confined room,
I'm
unless
sure it will kill. I think unless you are breathing
You will
directly.
kill, you will drown because you're trying to stop breathing.
No, okay. There's this this quote, according to Buzz Bomb 43, whom I quote, in World War II, the Air Force estimate that around 1,000 to 2,000 airmen were killed because of farting. The reason is the B-17 bombers were not pressurized, so when the bomber crew operated around 20,000 feet, the gas would expand and rupture their intestine.
So it's not because the fart, but it's the gas inside the stomach expand. But we're saying that if we are in a room and then thousands of people fart all at once into that room,
Oh,
and then
probably.
you stay in there, it will. I would think it will kill.
No, I think they'll just get stoned or something.
Drown, drown maybe. Killed, no.
Yeah. But if you inhale it, if you inhale all that smell, can you imagine? All your nose will melt.
Gelap. Ih. Celaka geli.
You have all kinds of smell, clock me. You have the
Durian.
mist, durian.
Oh
You have the clock me. You have the call it the onion and the garlic, right?
no. The garlic is the worst.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Anything want to add on about
Is
farting,
there
Joe?
any more facts from the sides?
Aside from that, I don't think farting should be a shameful thing or something.
Exactly. So tomorrow, from now on, right, we should go and fart proudly.
Boop, that's me.
And don't be afraid to admit that it's your part. How did you do that?
That's me, man. You don't know that trick of using the hand one?
Yeah, I did that in my younger days.
Okay, I'm gonna do it one time,
No, I never do it anymore.
man.
Lost the skill already.
I did that once in, you know, I did this trick once in the class, and everybody thought I did it. And you know, it's like everybody was like holding their nose and all that, looking at me and all that. So when you do it really, really loud one time, and then you say, "Oh, sorry, excuse me," the whole class was looking at you one kind of like that.
Then you can say that, see, my fart doesn't smell anything.
Mine is in my class. There's a one boy actually tried that out, and the rest of the boys, I don't know the girls, but the rest of the boys learn about it, and everyone's doing it together. You can hear all the symphony inside there.
Oh, cool. Symphony of fart. I think we should start something on that one. Practice our fart and then make music out of it.
Better not.
Why not? It's a
People
nice symphony.
would die from smelly inhaling.
Yeah. You have to, get the surgical mask or something like that to filter it. Make sure the performers will not eat garlic before they perform.
I think I heard this one. If you eat a lot of potatoes, then you'll fart a lot as well.
Yes, those are the what they call it.
Major components, huh? Major
It's
component. What else, huh?
Beans.
Beans. What beans? You mean any beans?
I think so, beans.
Yes.
Okay. Potatoes with beans. How about eggs? Eggs also.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm wondering what is the. Oh my God.
If you are thinking of symphony and all those and do it naturally.
I'm better avoid this. But if you don't eat those things, you won't have any gas. Then you won't have any nice symphony. So in order to be able to fart properly, you have to eat. You have to eat those things.
Proper diet.
Sorry?
Proper diet. You have to have a good diet to be
proper
able to
diet.
Produce it.
Yes, a proper fart diet.
Do you have those diets?
I don't think so. Because we haven't started any symphony of fart.
Somebody actually does it. Leh.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. This one, Jason W says, I'm a 16-year-old guy, part of a 3-man fart on the command group. So they get together every Saturday night and practice.
Their farts?
Yes, they can play the song, The Eye of the Tiger.
Wow.
For 75 seconds, I think.
That means they can control their fart so easily. Nice view.
They say this is how you do it. I get a pillow and a soft surface. Place your ear on the pillow with your head turned sideways. Put your butt in the air, bringing your knees as close as to your head as possible. This relaxes your butthole. Once you're relaxed enough, you should feel a strange sensation. This is traveling air into your colon. Through practice, you'll be able to do this just by sitting down.
Oh, man. Are you sure he's not talking about something else?
Oh, yeah. Oh, inhale. Oh, this is inhaling, sorry. But still.
Inhale the fart?
Through your butthole.
Ew.
Ew. Are you sure?
Never mind, I'll post up the link and yeah, you guys, yeah, you know. Okay, the link I'm referring to is, www.heptune, which is heptune.com/
farts,
FARTS.html. Yeah, I'll post it up later.
There's a lot of fats on that page.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's fats or
I think
whatever.
It's I think this guy is, he makes studies out of it. People ask him questions and,
They have all sorts of things.
Yes.
Yes.
Alright. Okay, so anything you guys want to add again?
I think that's enough about Spark. I don't think I can add anymore.
Okay, so yeah. So since that's done, since Elman is here, so we just like to introduce yourself, Elman. What do you do, and what's your job?
Oh, I'm a typist. I type letters. I type codes. They call me programmers.
So that's why explain the terms input output used by him earlier on.
Yes.
So really, yeah. IT guy.
Yeah. Programmer, because they just they lose the ability to say something else.
Well, if you are talking a different language every day, typing a different language every day,
yeah,
that's what you get.
What language are you working on now?
Language, JSP is the Java.
Okay.
Moving from Oracle to Java. So mostly currently is Java web-based applications, HTML, CSS, XML, and all those. A lot of quite a mess. Just like World Wide Web, all sorts of things messing. So
okay.
Yeah.
So that's you're doing Java most of the time now. Is it the latest language they use?
Yeah, we are moving to Java because the clients are demanding for open source. So wherever you go now, is people talking about open source.
I don't even know
what
open source means.
Open source is free lah, basically.
No, it's
but someone is
just people be able to see the codes open the source so they can see the codes. That's all.
Okay.
You can still charge for the codes and all those, but yeah, they can see it. That's it.
So you can edit later and make your own later, say claiming that this is my my code, but it's open source.
Yeah, right? It depends on the license. So if you put your license at saying no one should copy this unnecessarily without permission and all those, then yeah, it's a license. Well, good to see you guys, to hear you guys as well.
Yeah.
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, even though both of us are in Kuching, we, you know, seldom see you around as well. Your hair still shave?
No, I'm not allowed to shave anymore.
Why? What happened to it?
Huh? You mean my head?
Yeah.
It grow weeds now. Grow back already. So
you're not allowed to shave it? Is it from your wife or someone in higher authority?
No. No, I tried once just because that time I was too stressed out. So just go ahead and shave.
Did you feel better after that?
Well, it's a mixed feeling. You know, mixed feeling, you shave, it feels lighter. Then after that, you feel regret because you lost all those many years of love and care on your hair.
Mm-hmm. But it's not long, so it's not too bad.
It's not that all those years. It's not like you have,
Now I'm trying to slowly, going shorter and shorter each time I go and have a cut. Yeah. So at least won't feel so bad. But actually, it's nicer with shorter hair compared to longer hair.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't need to do anything on that.
Yeah.
You less maintenance, but once it starts to grow half an inch and all those, that is bad maintenance already. High maintenance.
You're not sleeping yet, Herman?
Not yet, it's 10:46. Quite fine.
Okay. Alright, so okay, before we go, you guys like to add on anything before we go?
I'm okay.
Herman? You wanna say hi to anyone?
Hi to all the people that I've met and not been meeting. Yeah, miss you all, guys. In secluded.
Okay, all right. So that's pretty much it for tonight's session. It's about 40 minutes already, but probably we might not omit some parts out. So yeah, good night to all of you, and thank you for listening in.
Thank you. Good night.